everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. We're so glad you joined us. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side at all, as always, by
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's trivia is going to be one that we're really excited about. It's actually a kind of a unique topic. We're going to be doing all things Costco trivia today. Do you love Costco?
Yes.
Yeah, Costco is like the best place. You get the samples, you get good food, you get all kinds of unique items. So, but before we do that, we're going to jump into our fan question of the week. This fan jumped onto speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and made us a question. And so we're going to turn things over to Liam for this week's question. So here we go.
Hi, this is Liam. And my question is, what state is the Lakota Sioux tribe from?
What state is the Lakota Sioux tribe from? What do you think, bud? That's a great question.
I'm going to say New Mexico.
New Mexico. That's a great guess. I'm going to guess somewhere like, my guess is going to be South Dakota. I think that rings a bell from my travels through the West. All right. We're locked in. Let's see what happens. Let us know, Liam, what's the answer?
The answer is South Dakota.
Ooh, I got it right. All right. Well, that was a good guess, though. There's a lot of tribes that go through New Mexico as well. So I think you had a really good guess. Good job. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Liam, for sending in that question.
Thank you, Liam.
And if you want to get featured on the fan question of the week portion, log on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leave us a question and let us know where you're coming from as well. We'd love to feature you on a future episode. All right, and with that, let's go to Costco, everybody. Here we go. The first round, easiest questions. We call these the trivia tots. Question one of Costco trivia. What is the name of Costco's store brand?
Kirkland Signature.
Kirkland Signature is correct. We love Kirkland Signature stuff.
We get Kirkland everything.
Yeah, we do get a lot of Kirkland stuff. I would say that my most favorite Kirkland Signature item is probably like trail mix. We get a lot of Kirkland trail mix.
I like milk.
Oh, the Kirkland milk is really good. You can get good butter and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yep. Eggs. Well, and I guess I probably should say the toilet paper. They have good toilet paper.
Yeah, they do.
But that's neither here nor there, folks. Moving right along. Question two. What popular food item can you buy at Costco's food court for $1.50 and has stayed the same price for decades?
A hot dog.
A hot dog is correct. Now, you don't just get a hot dog, right?
You get a soda, too.
Yeah, you get a hot dog and soda combo. That is, and they're like the best hot dogs.
I know.
They're gigantic.
They're better than Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, and they're like a foot long, and they're really, really good. It's like, and for $1.50, you can't beat it. And you know what they said is the co-founder of Costco has repeatedly said that they will never raise the price of the hot dog, like ever. And they haven't. They've since 1985, they have not raised the price of the hot dog. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I wish more companies would do that. That's great. Question three. What do you need to show at the entrance of Costco to shop there?
A membership card.
A membership card is correct. Now, they used to have a person that just looked at them, but now you got to scan them. Have you experienced that yet? Like the little scanning machine? I don't know if that's just a us thing, like here in Wisconsin. Maybe we're late to the party, but yeah, that just recently happened for us. And I mean, it's not, I guess it's not a big deal. I mean, it doesn't make sense to, or it doesn't, it's not a big deal to scan your card, but just different. But I always love the Costco greeters. They're always really nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Question four. What toy can you famously purchase at Costco that's taller than most adults?
A giant inflatable, like, tall, like, soup. A giant inflatable play, like, water play set.
Okay. Good guess. Not what we're going for. The toy that you can famously purchase at Costco that's taller than most adults is a teddy bear.
What?
Yeah. Now, Costco teddy bears can be up to 93 inches tall. You imagine a teddy bear? That's like a teddy bear taller than me. I'm a pretty tall dude. It's pretty neat. Question five. Costco Optical provides a health service where they do exams on this part of your body.
Eyes.
Your eyes is correct. And did you know that you don't have to be a member at Costco to get your eyes checked?
No.
Yeah, just non-members can go in. Yeah, pretty neat. And that's going to do it for our Trivia Tots round. That's five questions in already. Emmett's doing fantastic. Hopefully you in the car at home are doing well as well. But we're going to continue on with our brain. Nope, not the brain busters. Our mind mover round. The intermediate questions. They're going to get a little tougher here. Question six. What color is a Costco executive member card?
Blue.
Blue is incorrect. Now, we have a Costco card. I don't think we're an executive member, but I don't think our card looks like this. The executive member card is black with gold trim. I think they have them up on the signs, like by the service desk. You can go check them out.
Maybe.
Next time you go to Costco, take a peek at what the color of the executive member card is. Question seven. What popular dessert from Costco's bakery has become a viral sensation for its rich, gooey center and huge size?
Chocolate cookie?
It's close. And actually, I don't even know if I have the very specific name. It's just their chocolate chip cookie at Costco. Yeah. Yeah. But there's a whole like YouTube channel and TikTok channel and stuff about dudes who talk about Costco, and they have like, they really love the cookie, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
We're Costco guys. Of course we like the double chunk chocolate cookie.
Mm-hmm. And they like go boom, 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 and like five booms or something. Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch any of that stuff, but you know that cookie weighs nearly a pound?
What?
Yeah. Like almost a full pound cookie. Question eight. What unique seasonal item does Costco often sell during the holidays that's shaped like a log?
Yule log
will be accepted as correct. It is a Yule log cake.
Whatever.
Well, you know what an actual Yule log is?
The TV thing?
Well, sort of. It's a Yule log is actually like the log you put on the fire, like to make the Christmas like fire. And so, yeah, the Yule log, that's why they call it Yule logs on TV when you get like a fireplace on TV.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, they make a Yule log cake and it looks like a log. It's a French-inspired dessert, and it's often found in the bakery section during Christmas.
I don't think they actually have a bakery section.
They do.
I've never seen it before.
It is. You walk by it all the time. You want to know where it is? It's right by the really chilly walk-in cooler in that back corner. The whole bakery section. We just never
seen it.
We just never buy anything from the bakery there. But they're there. I'll show you the next time we go. Question 9. Question 9. What high-end seafood item does Costco sell fresh or frozen that can cost hundreds of dollars per package?
Sushi?
Sushi is close, but incorrect.
Tuna.
The answer we're looking for is king crab legs.
Oh.
Yeah. You know that they can get over like 2 feet long. Like those crab legs can get that long, but they're awesome. They're really huge and really, really heavy and also very delicious. Have you eaten crab legs yet?
Yes.
Yeah. I have. Did you like them?
No.
Well, who asked you? All right. Moving on. Question 10. What color are the price tags at Costco that usually mean the item is on clearance?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct.
Yes, let's go.
Nice. Yeah, and I don't know if this is 100% true or not, but I did read some rumors online that if the price ends in 97 cents, that means it's usually a clearance item as well. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're going to throw it out there on our trivia podcast. Always be questioning, folks. We're not sure if that's true or not, but it's interesting. Here we go. Question. Oh, yeah. That's the end of the round. That's the end of the mind mover round already. Man, we're flying through. But now, folks, the question's going to get real difficult. Hard stuff. Get your helmets. Double tie your shoes. Put on your shoulder pads.
You mean double knot?
Double knot. Double tie. Yeah, you know. You know what I mean.
Double D, you know what I mean.
Double C, C, C. These are the brain busters, folks. These questions are going to get real, real hard. So here we go. Question 11. What three types of cheese are used on Costco's famous food court pizza?
Mozzarella, cheddar, and Montgomery Jack.
Let's see. You said mozzarella, cheddar, and Jack cheese. Those are one of three correct.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella is correct. The other two are provolone and Parmesan cheese. Yes, provolone and Parmesan in addition to mozzarella. But yeah, do you know that they actually have a machine that's like specifically made for blending the cheese? So that way you get a little bit of that, of every cheese in every part of the pizza.
And Costco pizza is amazing.
It's unbelievable. And it's only 10 bucks for a full pizza. It's like you can't beat it. And they're gigantic. They're ginormous. So yes. By the way, Costco did not pay us to do this. We just love Costco this much.
Future sponsor?
Maybe. Hope they're listening. Question 12. In 2023, Costco made headlines for selling what luxury item online worth over $100,000?
A Tesla Cybertruck?
A Tesla Cybertruck? That's a great guess. Probably about that price range, but incorrect. They sold gold bars.
What?
At Costco. And the funny part is you want to know, they sold out like almost immediately. And there was a limit. You could only buy two.
Why can't you buy like 600?
I guess they didn't want everyone buying them all. But yeah, you could only buy two per member. Two $100,000 gold bars.
Why do you want gold bars?
I think gold is, some people think that gold is a little safer than playing like the stock market. I don't know, man. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Diamonds is more safer.
You think so?
Because it's worth like millions of dollars.
Well, this is investing advice from the lad. Watch
Stonks.
Out for, watch out for his new podcast, Stonks with the Lad.
Hey, can I mention Public Money Pod?
Sure.
So, the dad has a brother who also runs a podcast.
Yeah, the uncle.
It's called the Public Money Pod.
Yes, the Public Money Pod stars the lad's uncle. And yeah, it's pretty cool. We're trying to put a collab together at some point.
Yeah. But
yeah, they do some pretty cool stuff. It's a very adult stuff. Kids might be a little bored, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Little shout out for the Public Money Pod. Question 13. What's the maximum return time for electronics at Costco, like TVs or laptops?
Ten days.
That seems not a long time. And Costco says, you know what? You can have a little bit longer. The answer we're looking for is 90 days. Believe it or not, you actually have 90 days to return that TV or those electronics. But you know that most Costco items don't actually have a time limit to return. You can return them whenever. You buy them, and then if you're not happy at any point, you can return them. Pretty neat. Question number 14. The item number 33790 is associated with this Kirkland signature item that is often used by hardcore fans to track its inventory. What is this signature item?
I don't know. Dots.
Dots? You gotta really want that candy.
No, the pretzels.
Oh, the pretzels. Well, those two. Yeah, Dots pretzels. Yeah, you can get those at Costco. Yeah, yeah. We get those all the time. That's a great guess. Dots pretzels is a good guess, but incorrect. The answer is 33790 is rotisserie chicken. Costco is known for their rotisserie chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And I
love the rotisserie chicken section.
And they're great, and they're really big.
And I just love it burning crisp.
As they roll
just
around.
Just rotating. It's so delicious. It looks so delicious. My mouth waters every time I see it.
Yep. They're very, very good. And you know that they actually lose money on Costco chickens? Rotisserie chickens, they don't make money on them. But they're so popular that people come to Costco.
Just to buy them?
To buy them. And then when they're there, they buy other stuff. So Costco actually is like okay losing money on chickens.
Because they make so much more money on other things.
That's exactly it. Yep. Pretty wild. And finally, question number 15. What specialty item does Costco sell in 72-pound wheels, often imported from Italy?
I don't know.
These go for about $900 each. And the answer is Parmigiano Reggiano cheese wheels. You can get a wheel of cheese. So like one of those big, giant, circular, looks like a wheel, full of cheese. You can get at Costco and those cost about $900.
Huh?
Right? Can you imagine spending $900 on cheese?
No.
I could. But, but that's just me. And that's going to do it for Costco trivia. Costco trivia. This was awesome. I really enjoyed this one. We always really enjoy going to Costco. And so hopefully your family does too. And maybe we inspired you to go. And so, hey, if you like this, tag Costco and let them know that the dad and lad sent you. If you really enjoy this podcast, we would love it if you'd hop over on social media and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. If you want to be a part of the fun over on the fan question of the week, log on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leave us a question with your name and an answer and where you're listening from, and we'd love to include those. All right, buddy. Final thoughts on Costco.
I loved it. Every single second.
Yeah. And I love every second at Costco.
Yeah, same.
I mean, from the second you walk in and look at the TVs.
Oh, you're in heaven.
Yeah. And then you get the samples. Oh, we didn't even talk about samples.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the best part of Costco.
And one of the best parts of Costco is when you leave and the receipt gets like a smiley face drawn on by one of the people.
It is true. And then there's the little bit of the Costco regret that comes in afterwards, but we're not going to talk about that. All right, folks, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode, and thank you for coming back each and every week. We'll see you next time. See you later.
Alligator.